Hello, welcome to, I think we will call this an emergency getup. Emergency doesn't really cover it. It doesn't begin to cover it. It's a catastrophe gutter, I'd say. Yeah, I think that's probably close to the truth. And Neil's with me, Dan Morg's with me, Mike Pacoli's with me. And none of Neil's wryness around my depression is going to shake me from my belief that this is a catastrophe in the history of our club. It just is a catastrophe in the history of our club. But, you know, hey-ho, the morning after a catastrophe, the only way is up. I'm both a terrible, depressive pessimist and an incorrigible optimist in equal measure, and I can't quite understand myself as to where the balance lies. And I actually think Jürgen doesn't know of his own mind either. I want to explore this in the course of this catastrophe gutter. We're going to spend, okay, I'm still going to, I've tried to structure my agenda, and boy, this was the work of somebody who didn't sleep last night. I'm going to stress. I want to pick the bones a bit out of what's actually happened. I want to look at, because the idea of the gutter really is to look at rumour and who might be coming to Liverpool Football Club. I think it's fair to speculate wildly and maybe sometimes intelligently about who the next Liverpool manager might be, the ramifications will be of who that individual is. And how this is all going to knock on towards summer in the gutter. What kind of summer can we expect now that this massive something has been put in the wheel? What gets put in the wheel? What's the metaphor? You know, something that breaks a wheel. Anyway, forget about that. Neil, come on, you know English words. Use your words.
Yeah, it's about a stick.
Yeah.
Stick it to a wheel, couldn't you?
Stick is in a wheel that's... breaks the wheel's momentum. It's that kind of imagery I'm looking for. Anyway, I'll shut up. Let me move on.
I am gutted you're away. I don't think you're coping with it well. And it was a short notice move for you to be away. That's what I'm being wry about. You picked a hell of a moment. And now you're de facto on your own in a foreign country with no one to talk to about this. And this show is the result of that fact.